joining us this morning. We were both up pretty late. Anyway, he decided sleep was more important than what's on the agenda for him today, which is fair enough. Because there's not a lot on this agenda. All right. And Jesse's not joining. So, Rochelle, do you know if Chris is popping in? Or are you team rep today?
No, he's not popping in, and I'm actually working through this meeting, so...
Okay, so this will be really short then. All right. So, Alan and Femi, it's the three of us today. So, I'll go through the agenda. Any thoughts you want to add? Any comments? Any discussions you want to talk about that the three of us can manage? And then we'll call it a day. Anything you want on the agenda for next time? You know, get it on there. All right. Just announcements. Not really anything new. Jesse's been popping in to Telegram, and not very often, but he's showing his face, and that's really nice. And so I've encouraged him and thanked him. And he's not a big fan of popping in. That's not his forte, but he sees the value in it. So he's going to try and make him up regular. But not like every day. So I wouldn't expect him there every day. So if you can support your question for the network call, what's your question? Hang on. This is a problem when I'm only working off of one computer. I can only check so much. Rochelle, what's your question about? Oh, I see. Okay. Yes, on the Dow call. On the Dow call, Rochelle. So the question there was about marketing. Who's hired? Has there been anybody hired for marketing? Chris was talking about interviewing people. But Jesse doesn't really have much to do with marketing, so we don't get that answered when he's on the call. So it's really a question for Chris. That's what that's about. So we still don't know if anyone's been hired in addition, or at least I can't recall offhand that we know if anyone's been hired for marketing. But Chris said he was interviewing people. So that's what I have for that. All right, proposal. Pancake swap, LP reward, farm funding, 2 out of 4. Active vote, yes vote, looks like it should go through without any issue. Jesse says that it should be up this week, the new farm, so looking forward to that. And then just my proposal for an invoice for last month. Right. Now, the weekly call recordings, they're closed, executed. So the task creation funded by Dow Funds, it's closed and accepted. Continuation of EFX Pancake Swap LP Reward Farm is closed and executed. Question for the team. We don't really have any team today. That's okay. Has there been more updates to the Dow dashboard? And update to the SDK. So I don't really have much for the team anyway. An exact date for the Master Chef being active. Are there marketing plans in place to push the farm to? Okay, here's something we could talk about. The new Master Chef should be this week. But marketing for that right now. The MasterChef is a Dow It's a DAO initiative, really. Even though team is building it, it's a DAO initiative. So who ultimately is responsible for marketing for it? Should it be the team marketing it, or it should be the DAO committee marketing it, or the DAO marketing it? Do we need to start looking at a few people who would be interested in getting together and really working on marketing for DAO initiatives? I think that's my big question for today. That and task creation. So that's what's up for discussion. I have to see you guys. And Andre's here. Why is Audrey's hand black instead of green? Okay. Rochelle, have you let Andre in?
Sorry, I had to find where it was on my screen.
Okay.
I was in something else, so I tried to be quick.
And Lahome. All right, so thoughts on putting together a marketing committee?
Hi, guys. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
I'm fine with the black hand.
So putting together a committee, I won't necessarily give out a vote for or against that. But I will say one thing is to one channel that I think would be good to exercise is the live stream market. So Twitch, Facebook gaming, because the types of people who are on there, like, obviously they have a bit of time to waste from a work perspective, and they're a little bit more technically inclined, especially the gamers. So they would be a good fit to be marketed to.
Okay.
And that's just my opinion there.
Oh, that's a good opinion. So if I have any concern at all, is I don't want to be on it. Marketing isn't necessarily my strength. I don't know. You know, and people are complaining about there's no marketing. I don't know if I'm thinking I'm not seeing what they're seeing, or if they're thinking it has to be somewhere. Anyway, like, it's not my strength, and I don't want to have my hands in too many pots.
So
it has to be other people than me. That's
yeah, all. Then you can just take that stance then, to be honest. Then just, I want to say don't worry about it, but it seems like you're worried about it, so.
Well, I worry about everything. I think my role is to worry about everything, but not necessarily to be directly involved in everything. Well, not worry, like, I'm not sleeping at night, not that kind of worry.
I will, just in response to the Telegram stuff, I will say that Chris did mention that marketing, as far as the worker side, isn't the utmost importance. It's getting the businesses who need these platforms.
Yeah. So, but how can we help? Like, the goal of the MasterChef was to increase volume in liquidity, ultimately, right? So that is the crypto crowd, and that isn't business for the network itself. It's business for the liquidity of EFX.
Right.
So it's a little different focus there, and I just feel like there's something we could be doing, but I don't know what it is. It's not my forte, except that I can see that there's something, whatever that's.
Yeah, and I can't necessarily take the role either, but I will say that I was just at a crypto conference their focus was the like traditional finance world. But there were a couple of companies in there who seemed like they'd be a good fit for the effect force, because they did a lot of data processing, data manipulation. And most all of them said that they had some type of human interaction from the, like, essentially not just relying on the algorithms, that they all had some type of human judgment involved.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, I can send over the companies that I talk to.
Yeah, that would be great.
Wow. I'll take a look at it. It probably won't happen today.
No, and just post them in the DAO area chat or in the weekly call when you get them. That'd be great. Or send them privately, and we'll figure out where to post them or who to give them to.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody feel that these farms are achieving anything at the moment?
At the moment, no. We've been in this waiting lull for a little while. Once the SDK is up and somebody understands what to do with it and how to use it, then I think we can do some real work. But in the meantime, we could, you know, I can sit here and say, I think we need a marketing committee and I think we need people. But if nobody steps forward, it's just an idea in my head and that's all it's ever going to be. Like getting more people on the call and involved, it's been hard to get more than the core that's showing up. So you posted something in Telegram, right? Like the top holders having the most influence, and but this call, whoever is on this call regularly is able to influence those top holders. But it's trying to get people regularly in the call and get them actively participating. Go ahead.
I say they're not interested. That might not be true. That's certainly not true. It's just a shame that for some reason the people with the biggest stakeholders don't seem to appear here or participate.
Well, I know one's here almost every week. Two of them.
Does Richard appear here?
Richard's been trying to get on. He's not very technically apt at some things, I think, sometimes, and he's learning, and he'll be on as soon as he can get it figured out, or maybe Discord's just not working well for him.
Yeah, I mean, the way I see things at the moment, I might be wrong, but if the price is moving up and things are going well and there's a lot happening, you're more likely to see more people dropping into the DAO calls to see what's going on. Because there's not very much happening at the moment, people don't think that they're going to miss anything, so they're less likely to drop in. That's my opinion. But
no, I think that's valid. That's typical with a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Like there's stubborn people like us who are just going to keep plodding along no matter what's going on. But somebody has to, or this won't work.
Did I just hear you right saying that you didn't think Chris knew how to join in on the call?
No, Richard.
Oh, okay.
He's been struggling to access notes and videos, and it's...
And you know what? I don't know what it is, because you can assign a user account a role, you know, or assign them specifically to the channel on top of just the roles, and I have added him individually in every single DAO area, and I don't know why he can't access it. I've done everything I can.
I'm not sure
doing it for him on his devices in person,
but he's very interested. We chat privately, and I've been sending him the calls, the recordings, to make sure he's got them, because he wants them. So it'd be valuable if he could get on the calls, or at least be able to respond to the recordings, right, and give some input. Yeah. But people listen. You know, if you've got a valid point and a counter argument to something, people listen. Now, some people are really strongly opinionated, and maybe you can't change their opinion. Maybe they can change your opinion, but people listen. And you're right, like there's some really top holders of tokens on the DAO. But I think the real power comes from coming together and influencing each other and supporting each other. And I don't know all of the top holders. I don't know who they are. I haven't spoken to all of them, but the ones I have spoken to seem fairly reasonable and want to see this do well.
Yeah, that's good that you know, you have that opinion and they want to see it do well and everything else. But at the moment, it's not a healthy situation for DAO to be in. The fact that we've got 7 people that can actually run the DAO regardless of what everybody else wants to put forward, if they were to get together on any vote or anything like that, then, you know, that's the end of it, really, because what those 7 people say actually goes.
Right. It's just those 7 people might not be the top holders. It might be, but it might not be.
Well, certainly the top 7 holders that are in the DAO, if you add their voting power up, then whatever they say would go if they got together.
Mm-hmm. So what's the solution for that?
We've got to get
that's the big 24-karat gold question, isn't it?
We've got to get bigger. We've got to attract more people, and their power has got to be diluted.
Mm-hmm. And how do we do that?
Exactly. Well, we got to attract more people. That's the long and short of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree with you there. The more people, then you get more diversity of thinking, and you get more big holders, you get more smaller holders, and everyone can get together and power up their votes by joining forces. I mean, even the little voters, if they all got together, like a union, you know? Yeah, I don't have a solution, Alan. And it's something to consider, but I don't know what we can do about it.
I don't think it's important at the moment. What's important is we're all waiting for it to take
place.
Because it's been going for 3 years or more, and we're still at base point, really. Although we have come a long way.
We've come a long way. The base price line has gone up. Like, I'm in profit. Every token I hold now is in profit. Like, the price has gone up. It's just not gone up a lot. And when it does go up a lot, it comes right back down as disenfranchised or swappers or whatever it is bringing the price down. It's not going to rise until all of those people have exhausted. It's going to hit every benchmark it hits. It's going to get crashed down again until all those people have cashed out their tokens or have turned around and decided it's worth keeping them. I'd prefer it if we could turn them around and get them to decide it's worth keeping.
I think that what will happen is if this hackathon is successful and if we attract people that actually build dApps onto the network, then those people that want out at the moment may just hang fire a little bit to see what happens.
That would be a good... Well, I have faith, actually, that's what will happen, but, that's also going to take time, and it's not going to be done for this bull run. like, be realistic on that one.
Yeah, that first independent app that comes onto the network, that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, I agree. Whether it's a little one or whether it's a big one, doesn't matter. It's the first independent one. And then that's something that can be used to encourage other, Well, in addition to what the dApps already on there are, but those ones aren't independent. Those ones, yeah. It's time. We're in this really strange place of, it's a great project. The Effect Network itself isn't that old. Effect.ai, Effect Foundation, the building of it, yeah, that's been since 2018. And I know other projects are doing really well and they're still in building process. I get that. But the network itself isn't that old.
Would I be right in saying that we're not trying to attract more workers at the moment?
I think so. Because there's not... The tests are bottlenecked. There's some good tests, but it's not like it was. Like, that task proposal, right? That's really about not so much getting workers' tasks. It's about getting new people who stop in and look in the door to see a lot going on and to be encouraged and to get involved and to be able to work tokens that they can save up to put into the DAO. And as OGs, if you will, who were part of that beta testing, that's what we did. I worked and earned as much, if not more, of my EFX than I bought. And nobody can do that now. But there were so many tests before that we could do that. I'm a level 3 worker. And if I was to join today, I'd barely be making... I'd struggle to make level 2 just because there's not enough tasks for somebody who's not a translator.
So where were the tasks originally coming from?
Well, their original focus, I think there was, it's complicated. I don't have all the story, but the original tasks would be things like basic data annotation, right? So everyone remembers who was involved earlier, the selfie or not selfie ones, right? So basically a picture, is it a picture that's a selfie or is it a photograph that someone else has taken of you? And it was just a yes or no. And you were just training that data set. I mean, the catch 22 is when you trained that data set, the AI didn't need people anymore. Yeah. So then you lost those tasks. You were constantly having to get new tasks, new projects, new companies needing these data annotations, like constantly, because the workforce would complete them and then there'd be no more, not needed anymore. But I think that was the point of that task proposal. Was it 74? I think the point of that was to really have something on there that new people could come in and actively get involved in that workforce and be able to save up, work for some of that EFX and save it up and get more involved that way. And now, there's not much to do there. Even the NFT tests are fabulous if you're lucky enough to get on and not see all the tasks reserved. So it's trying to give new people something to do, a taste of it, and a way to earn some EFX. Now, again, like, I'm not in marketing and sales. That's not my forte. So I don't know how you get those other than getting creative and actually creating tasks ourselves. But for what purpose? Just to create tasks? I have to have a purpose for it. That's my soliloquy.
On my opinion, there's only one way, because a regular company will never negotiate with a DAO. That's what I taught. That's what I said previously. You remember in Telegram. A regular company in this world will never make a deal with a DAO. It's just impossible. Every legal advisor will say that this is not a good idea. So we have to do the deal with the BV. So that's what I want to see, that the marketing team creates some new windmills like Kraft Heinz is. We need some more clients on the BV side, because this might go very fast. This is easy to handle. This is regulated. And therefore, we don't need the SDK. The SDK is for the new guys, for the new school ones, for the internet generation, for the boomer. The people who are not afraid to use cryptocurrency to run their business, yeah. But old school business will not like this in that very moment. So I would really love to see the BV doing some marketing only for requestors, and if we really need workers, just give the already existing workers a small incentive, and I'm pretty sure we can double the amount of active workers within a week, or let's say 2 weeks, would not be the problem. But we need a requester on the BV side.
Yeah, I actually don't think it... I agree. There wouldn't be any problem getting workers.
And I'm really disappointed. I mean, we had great requesters. We had the government of Singapore, if I remember correctly. We had the United Nations with some small deals. I'm pretty sure the head office just needs one really smart marketing guy, which is calling down the telephone number list with, I hope, at least 500 to 750 contacts, which Chris has to provide, and just get the 1%, how it is called in the business of my brother. Yeah, just get the 1%. And this might lead to 3 to 5 new requesters, and this could be absolutely enough to really get volume in EFX. I'm pretty sure the MasterChef contract is not creating a true volume on the first side. And on the second side, I'm pretty sure not more than 5% of all the DAO members are really contributing to that contract. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But I would say less than 5%. So it's not really generating anything for everything, for everyone. It's just generating something for a few ones. And it's also not creating traction or attraction, in my opinion.
Oh, I think you're right there. I have to agree.
And that's why the DAO calls are really nice, and I really appreciate being hanging around with you every Wednesday. But we don't even have to prepare for the situation that a true business is contacting us. And who should they contact? Should they call with me or with Brie or with Rochelle? I think a regular business is not able to do a contract with a DAO in this very moment. We have to have, let's say, APIs for the regulated world, connecting the decentralized with the regulated world, when we are able to do contract and business on this scale.
Yeah.
I get the impression that they're not really going out of their way looking for business at the moment. Maybe totally wrong, but that's the impression that I get.
I think they need another Rochelle or two, or they need more people to handle the back end too.
No, Rochelle is better at business administration. Please correct me, Rochelle, if I'm wrong, but guess that's what you can do best, business and administration. But we need hunters, really predators. Do we need who catch down a company and really convince them that the Effect Network is a useful program to use to handle some stuff in a really quick and cheap manner of time. And therefore, you really need these marketing guys who hunt down their prey. And this is a crucial job, and not everyone is built for that job. Especially I am not built for that. But also, I couldn't imagine... do you remember the time when Chris said that some of the clients Jesse will handle to contact and to make a business contract?
Yeah, I know Jesse's really busy with this SDK and the upgrade. So once that's complete, he's freed up to do other things.
No, that's not what I want to say with that. I'm pretty sure Jesse is not the type of guy who is best at hunting down contracts.
No, I agree with that.
And that's what I said. So therefore, really good contacts could potentially, could have been missed just because of the situation that Jesse is not a perfect hunter in that kind of situations to hunt down the contract. Chris, therefore, might be a really good one to do this. He is the kind of guy who sells you everything. And he did 3.5 years ago. But that's not the point we need right now. We don't need more guys wanting EFX in their wallets. We need guys who want EFX because EFX has a nice reputation and has more clients. I mean, the day Chris presented the news that the United Nations is doing a deal with us, that was the second. I was really convinced that Effect is the best project in my entire wallet. I mean, the United Nations, it's not easy to get them.
No, a lot of us were completely
convinced. And afterwards, when there was the Singapore government and all the other clients, I mean, we had a bunch of clients in the past and no one wanted to come back to do some business with EFX. That's what I think is a lost chance. Just call them all up. Do some more of these damaged car picture annotations, everything where we could have an impact, not only translations. I think translation is a really singular way to represent the Effect Network. And it doesn't include all the variety which we can offer. It's only translation. Translation is a really, let's say, niche market in a way that the really good translators all have their companies and agencies. So the best translators are already out. If you need a really quality, heavy translation where you cannot have any errors or mistakes in it, you will not go to the Effect Network. I promise you. That's for sure. That's not the first address you go to. We have to do the stuff people can do from all around the world. Not being very specific or specialized. We do need the minor jobs, the easy jobs, the fast jobs. You can do on a toilet while shitting, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what we need. We need the little stuff where people...
It was very visual, but yeah.
Translating is a really high-quality job, and I respect that they earn more in a scale than the people doing NFT jobs in the Effect Network. That's for sure, because it's a qualified work we have to do. But we need the jobs for the people all around the world being not that well paid and being able and will accept the $3 to $4 per hour amount to do some easy, simple stuff on a network. And we really need this clients who provide these jobs. And I don't know if the hackathon will provide this, you know. This has to be in a second lane. This has to happen. We need at least something one really
parallel hunter. Going on.
Yeah, one hunter who hunts down the contracts and do the hackathon and the SDK parallel with the people who are specified in this kind of work.
So, I don't know how we can help. I have this overwhelming feeling like there's more we could be doing to support that in some way or form. And I don't know.
I think whoever holds the purse strings for the DAO has got to release some of this money that they've got and go out and buy these people that can do these jobs for us, the type of jobs that have just been mentioned.
So, do we look at hiring somebody?
Well, that's
certainly I thought they already are free to the marketing pros in the office right now. Chris told last time, or am I wrong? He said they hired some marketing guys on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just the question is, what kind of marketing will they do? First of all, we had really high expectations in the Chinese market. I don't know if there will come something in the next, let's say, weeks to months. Rochelle, do you have any idea if the Chinese market is still an option or availability?
Rochelle is also working.
All right.
Kind of not here.
These markets. I
haven't heard anything about the Chinese market in the last weeks.
No. We asked not too long ago, so like the crypto lockdown shouldn't be impacting them. I mean, indirectly maybe, but directly it won't. Shouldn't be impacting them.
These marketed people, who are they working for? Are they working for the BV, or are they working for the DAO?
Yeah, sure.
For the BV.
Able to provide a check for them. Other than doing a proposal.
So we really need somebody to be working for the DAO, don't we?
The DAO can support some things with the Effect Network, like with Effect.ai, BB, right? But we can't support or help them if we don't know what's going on exactly. And there's some mystery about who was hired, what their role is, what their focus is. Can sort of piece together what it might be from a word here or a word there, but really it's kind of a mystery. And we don't...
Sorry, maybe we need to decide amongst ourselves what we actually need, the type of person we actually need, and put it in a proposal and get it through that way.
And try and hire somebody.
But what should this person do for us?
Well, that's something to establish, isn't it? What do we really need? That's why I'm thinking...
Enterprise sales is what I'm thinking.
Okay, I missed the word. Something sales. Sorry.
Enterprise
sales. Because I think the DAO itself can promote Effect Network. And what it might do for people, companies. And how to get involved, how to approach, how to, right? And some of that we could, like, especially with the hackathon and the SDK, we can certainly do a lot of promoting. And if that means hiring somebody, then hire somebody and use, get a proposal out there to pay them with it. But hey,
Chris said that he was organizing the...
Yeah, and Chris can do it, but there's no reason there's no reason we both can't do it. It's just more exposure. Perfect. But somebody has to take an initiative on it and organize it. And that's where a committee would come in.
But please, have four clauses. I might be wrong in any situation. The DAO is not able to sell anything right now, right? And it hasn't sold anything till now, right?
No, it hasn't.
So
bad. And
okay. The way to satisfy everyone would, of course, be a better price for an EFX token. But to succeed this, the DAO is in no position to really increase these volumes. Therefore, the only situation I can think of the effect network of the DAO is best of is, as you said, representing the network itself, but to suggest the potential clients to do their business, of course, with a BV, to have a substantial person representing the business and is able to calculate and making the deal. Yeah. So my opinion, the DAO in this very situation right now is not able or not necessary to hire anyone. What we have to do or might do is to speak about and think way of process to do business as a DAO, because we are talking about making business as a DAO, but actually we are not in this position to do so. We need a process line how we would do business.
All right. Again, not my...
Your project and Rochelle's project might be the first ones getting use of the Effect Network without the BV. You might be the pioneers, in my opinion. So that's actually a way we have to think about it, how we will do this.
Well, I know what I want to try doing, but again, Michelle and I are both waiting on SDK because we want to do this on our own, like not through the BV.
Yeah, that's why. So you might really be the pioneers with exploring the Effect Network without the BV. And I'm really looking forward to how this will work out.
Yeah, but I know I'm going to need Rochelle's help to get set up what I want to do. So again, I'm back. Well, because I'm not going to read the SDK. It's not going to make any sense. So I just need an easy template and a guide through. And yeah, like I got a basic task that I could put up now, but I want to do it independently.
If you can make a listing on eBay, you'll be able to use the SDK.
I will trust you for that right now. But until I see it, you have no idea how much some of these things trip me up. You should have heard me talking with Alex last night about Gitbook had done a UI update, and I was so lost. It took me forever to figure out how to post something.
I thought it looked different.
Yeah. I was like an hour of a nightmare just trying to figure out how to upload a document. I'm getting old, you know. I'm not a young chicken like you guys are. I just look young in my picture.
I'm no spring chicken either.
All right. You know what, Andre? There's one thing about you, your input. I really value how critical you think. So, you've given us lots to consider. But I do feel there's a difference between hunting down clients and promoting Effect Network.
Yes.
One of these two is business, the other one is advertising.
You right. Understand? But and I think we could be doing some advertising.
Your other side, do full aggressive advertising or you leave it?
Well, no, I'm thinking like we do it, like do or do not. I agree with that. But we need a committee in charge of doing it. Go for it.
Your target zone. The way I think is the way like a businessman. I have two businesses. They're not running too good, but this is due to the case that I'm working in international tourism management. But I owe my two companies, and that's why I'm always thinking really critically. And I'm a skeptic. But advertising is a really expensive thing. It on the other side costs you a lot of workforce and time, or it costs you a lot of money. And both of these resources are not plentiful available inside the DAO, but they are really available due to or via the BV company. So what I'm a little bit critically thinking about is the absence of Chris in the main office. I'm not knowing how the office runs today, if they all do party, if Chris is in Portugal, or if they do work more, even if Chris is not available, or he is available all the time, and I don't imagine it that way. I don't know. I would like to have some news about the Chinese office, if there's really any chance to get some client responses out of there, because what I was thinking is if the Chinese office is available, it wouldn't take that long to get at least some minor clients. Not the big ones at the first target, of course, but at least some minor ones who would like to try out it. Because they really like to experiment a lot. Therefore, I'm a bit scared that the Chinese are that scared of due to their ban of cryptocurrency.
The Chinese keep changing their minds. They're full 360 soon. I can't see too much coming out of China.
I can kind of shed a little bit of something. This is like the 19th time crypto has been banned in China over like the last 12 years. It's nothing new. But
yeah, for sure. And I'm not a bit shocked of these news.
However,
not a bit.
If you're worried about Chris being in Portugal half the time, I've never set foot in the office in Amsterdam, and I am a big part of in the office every day there. And it's been that way for years. And Chris is just as active and visible and involved when he's spends his time in Portugal and when he's back in the office. Yeah. So there should be no worry at all there.
At all. I'm not single-handedly worried because of the situation of his destination in the moment. I'm more worried about his relationship with his family, which looks like lead to this decision and some comments he did during the calls last month. about separation or stuff like this. I really know how this could lead to, let's say, a bad mood for a person.
Well, I won't speculate on his personal life, but there's nothing to do with work. He's good.
So, Rochelle.
Yes.
Can I have you speculate? And I understand this would be just speculation, but when do you feel like we're missing Chris, right? There's a good reason he's not in Telegram all the time, right? And I know you've said that there's a marketing strategy in play. But there's a really, really strong sense in the community that it's just not happening. And the price of the token is reflecting or encouraging that feeling. When do you think we'll come out of that?
I think the DAO and the community will be very pleased over the next couple months. And that is me talking from the viewpoint of all that I know and am involved in, which is everything.
And in between, though, the end of those next few months and being very pleased, and now we've got, I hate to say, we're going to miss this bull run and it's impacting, but it does, like this, you know, seeing all your other tokens rise. And then, like, honestly, for me right now, I'm not interested. Like, I don't care about effect or EFX, the price. I care about effect network, the project, because I don't feel there's any point in getting excited about the price of EFX at this point. But for many in the community, it's the flip of that. For them, it's more about EFX and less about effect network.
No, I get that. I completely understand it. For me personally, I've always been the network, the technology, what we're doing, and I've always never paid attention to the EFX. Like, I just let mine sit there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm starting to get really, really excited about what's to come for EFX.
Okay, but the reality is we're not going to hit this bull run. Not really.
The only reason people are worried about hitting the bull run is because they want to sell their EFX.
Yeah, that's a good point. I fully agree with that, Alan.
Maybe that's why I don't care about the EFX price so much, because I'm not interested in selling it. I'm exchanging it for NFX. I had to take some into BNB so I could put some in the liquidity pool. But other than that, I'm not really interested in selling EFX. I've got other coins to sell when it gets high, you know. Diversity is great, I've learned. It took me a few years to learn that, though.
I just know that we're not a speculative token, you know?
Right. It is really hard to listen to people get really, really excited about it. And then their enthusiasm fades away because as soon as the price rises, all those guys wanting to sell bring the price right back down.
That's the short game, and this is a long game project. And yeah, those two kind of don't go together very well, in my opinion. This is my personal opinion, not team talk. I have to specify.
Well, we do not require a bull run to be effective, and
no.
EFX doesn't need it at all.
No, they're really separate.
Yeah, this project is so unique. We get the attraction while getting on traction automatically. We just need some new names. Chris last time mentioned the brother of the king in the Netherlands, who has a personal adjustment to this project because he wants us to succeed. Because he mentioned that we were the last ones surviving in the 64 startup companies struggling competition. So yeah, make a news out of it. Hopefully there will be a news coming out of this conferences and telephone calls. Anything like this. As I said, we get attraction while getting traction. I'm not disappointed or anything about the situation right now. But there has to come news at the end, at least, right? So SDK is a good next option we're heading to, of course. But I'm still pretty sure that real-life old-school companies would really rather prefer to make contracts with a BV. So I would really like to see the BV some marketing within their own clients list, or perhaps get another client list, or perhaps let the imaginations fly and get some new ones. But yeah, I would really love to see the BV attracting some new clients. This would be amazing.
Rochelle,
yeah.
Or anybody, has there been any progress made with the native application?
I think so. That's the big thing right now. Everything full time on that.
Is there anything that we can see? Is there any?
Well, two of the biggest people working on it right now can't be in the call because of it. So.
Okay.
It's full steam ahead. I'll mention that. You devies want to maybe get a little update. I can share. That kind of goes along with that. I don't know how many of you noticed the hackathon area that I created over the weekend in Discord.
Yeah.
And I think, Femi, I gave you a little dev icon and role.
Right.
It's all green. I made that icon.
I saw that. That was really cool. And I love those badges.
I have been working on a lot of stuff to do our Discord 2.0. And it's going to handle a lot of the influx of new workers, new influencers, new projects, new developers, all the hackathon stuff, media attention, all kinds of things. So over the next week, pretty heavily, you're going to see quite a few improvements in our Discord and things. Discord is being supercharged, in preparation for a lot of things. So, I got a
Sorry for
whole
short.
Bunch more to share too, but then I'll get fired, so I better stop.
Sorry for the short interruption, but Howard and Starjust, if you want to join our conference and conversation, head to the very top of the Discord client. It should be in green, an acceptance or join the conversation button. Thanks.
Perfect. Yeah, but I'm planning on a lot of things happening and attention happening, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure our Discord is set up appropriately ahead of time. So that's a team update, I guess I could say, about this DAO stuff, because it's a lot with the DAO. The DAO bot, it's been updated. When it announces things about the DAO, like proposals and stuff, right now it just goes in that DAO bot spam.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to work with Gnomon to get it nicer looking and in better visible channels. And I'm going to have a tutorial out that will have all the commands on what to do with the bot. And I'm going to redo the areas where you have to, you know, connect your EOS account to join the DAO to see all the DAO stuff. I'm going to open up more areas that let people without a DAO role see things, and same with like worker roles. If you don't have a worker role, you can't really see all the effect force stuff, and that's not cool for someone just coming in and then they don't see a lot of things. So I think I missed the boat with that before, so that's all being overhauled.
So we have an Adele announcement channel that the bot can post into?
Yeah, like reminders. Hey, there's a new proposal up. Hey, the cycle is closing. Don't forget to claim your rewards, all of that stuff. It's there in basic form and it works, but it's not pretty. And it's all in one spam channel, which to me is not pretty either. So,
okay. Hey, can you, if you remember to, I might just ask Jesse to put a little update in the developer channel for them.
Yes. Yep. I will. I will. And some of those guides you mentioned that you want done with, you know, how to make a proposal, how to join the DAO, those will actually be little things in different channels and stuff. There'll be a whole channel on how to do all that. I figure that's like the easiest place to have it. So
perfect. Yeah, it's just needed. It's amazing how often I get asked those questions, and I've gotten to the point where now I'm almost just copying and pasting. Yeah. I'm just tweaking to a little bit for an individual. But I realized these are things. So I actually started creating a question answer page just from those private questions I was getting.
Cool. If you can share that with us, that'll help, because I'm also building that stuff too in our Discord. And then that way, because I'm pretty sure you have stuff that I haven't even thought about adding in there.
Well, mostly it's just basic stuff. Like, how do I do this? And what's this about? And what's the farm about? And how do I get involved in it? And
yes, but that's goes in with this Discord 2.0 that I'm building out.
Good. So, all right.
I hope everyone likes it.
Well, it's noticeable. It was kind of funny watching Noman and Jeff play around with the DAO bot.
Oh, and when I was there too.
Yeah.
Because my bot was overriding the DAO bot, and to change stuff. That's funny.
Okay, I'm just gonna flip back to the agenda here. Okay. So we have discussed everything on the agenda that I had. Absolutely everything. It wasn't a big agenda. Like, the reality is right now we're really in a lull. It's waiting our big year. Hopefully, if my head can see it and foresee it, this time next year we will be having a completely different type of conversation. And very active and positive. That's how I see it. But this year right now we're just, it's a tech lull, a marketing lull. Everything feels like it's in a lull. But I think we're working at building a strong DAO. We just need to make it. And we're, Rochelle, that's what you're doing. You're helping to make it more accessible for people. That's step one. Step two is getting more people involved and figuring out what we can do, what we can't do, what we should be doing, what we need, what we don't need, and start filtering that out and get people involved as much as we can. And for that, we need more people.
Yep, definitely. Oh, one thing I wanted to ask, Femi, is you've participated in hackathons on DevPost before, right?
No, that was Alex.
Alex, okay. I got some questions for him then about, like, the platform and areas where, like, they communicate with each other on there.
Okay.
I'll send him a message. I know we're all getting pretty hard with storms today and overnight.
Yeah, we were supposed to have heavy rain today, but it's beautiful and sunny.
All right, folks. Well, I gotta drop out. I was gonna
I think we're done. So, It was really great seeing you on here today. I know you've been busy.
Yes.
So, hope to see you a bit more.
Nice to see you.
But the next few weeks are going to be not much different than today. Kind of.
Last question, please. Has anyone of you had problems to get to DeFi Box or New Decks via the Token Pocket app?
No, I can't speak to that. I use Anchor on my desktop.
All right.
I'm using Anchor as well.
Okay. Because you cannot get any EFX to NFX via DeFi Box right now via the Token Pocket app. That's really curious.
But I plan on doing more swaps today for NFX, so I'll let you know if I'm having trouble as well.
All right, thank you. So have a pleasant week. It was a pleasure. See you next time. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
See you. Bye now.
See ya.